is Ray McDonald. I've got all the hits for you right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Michael Brown reporting. In his first meeting with a foreign leader, President Donald Trump spoke of the special relationship with Britain on Friday as British Prime Minister Theresa May agreed, mentioning common economic interests and shared values.
The President and I have mentioned future economic cooperation and trade. Trade between our two countries is already worth over £150 billion a year. And I think the President and I are ambitious to build on this relationship in order to grow our respective economies, provide the high-skilled, high-paid jobs.
For his part, Mr. Trump said he strongly supports Britain's Brexit vote to pull out of the European Union. Mr. Trump added that Britain would be able to reach free trade deals without somebody watching you and what you're doing. On a separate issue, Mr. Trump spoke about his perception of Russian President Vladimir Putin.
I hope we have a fantastic relationship. That's possible, and it's also possible that we won't. We will see what happens. I will be representing the American people very, very strongly, very forcefully. And if we have a great relationship with Russia and other countries, and if we go after ISIS together, which has to be stopped, that's an evil that has to be stopped, I will consider that a good thing, not a bad thing. How the relationship works out, I won't be able to tell you that later.
President Trump is expected to speak with President Putin by phone Saturday. Meantime, President Trump signed executive orders on Friday, including one implementing new vetting measures aimed at keeping so-called radical Islamic terrorists out of the United States. Mr. Trump signed the order Friday at the Pentagon, where he participated in a swearing-in ceremony for Defense Secretary James Mattis. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. The United Nations said Friday there was no confirmation of a postponement of the Syria talks scheduled for February. The UN statement came after Russia's foreign minister told Syrian rebels earlier in the day the UN-hosted peace talks would be postponed. Earlier this week, Turkey and Russia, along with Iran, brought delegates from the Syrian government and rebel groups to Kazakhstan for a round of peace talks that ended with the three nations agreeing to help monitor a partial ceasefire and work toward a political resolution to the Syrian conflict. Former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley arrived at the United Nations early Friday for her first day of work as the new U.S. envoy, declaring it would not be business as usual.
You are going to see a change in the way we do business. It's no longer about working harder. It's about working smarter. And we have a fantastic team at the USUN that's ready to prove that. Our goal with the administration is to show value at the UN. And the way that we'll show value is to show our strength, show our voice, have the backs of our allies, and make sure that our allies have our back as well. For those that don't have our back, we're taking names.
But VOA UN correspondent Margaret Bashir reports that the ambassador could face obstacles to her success if President Trump signs an executive order authorizing significant cuts to U.S. funding of the international organization. Thousands of anti-abortion activists held their March for Life rally in Washington Friday. The annual gathering is energized this year by changes expected under the administration of Donald Trump and the Republican-led Congress. Vice President Mike Pence, a longtime abortion opponent, spoke at the rally near the U.S. Capitol.
I believe we will continue to win the hearts and minds of the rising generation if our hearts first break for young mothers and their unborn children. And if we, each of us, do all we can to meet them where they are with generosity, not judgment.
U.S. Vice President Mike Pence. A U.S. group that monitors North Korean weapons development says the communist country has likely resumed operations at its plutonium reactor at its Yongbyon nuclear facility. 38 North Friday posted commercial satellite images that it said indicate Pyongyang is preparing to restart the reactor after previously unloading spent fuel rods. North Korea is believed to be able to reprocess plutonium used in its nuclear warheads. For more news, join us at voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown here in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.